in Westmoreland. Share with us.
Thank you, and I'm just going to stay seated, save time, and walking up and slow. But first of all, let me say that redistricting is a political adult blood sport. And I'm going to speak first about being in the state legislature and coming from a minority standpoint. I was the minority leader in Georgia when we went through the redistricting in 2001. And Governor Roy Barnes drew a map, and thank Hans and others that spoke to us, and we eventually, it was Larios versus Ashcroft, which we won, and that led us to take over the majority. But if you're in the minority, and you need some dance partners if you're going to ever win the redistricting battle. And so we were a democratically controlled state, and so they controlled the reapportionment office. So what I did is I rented an office down the street, bought a computer, got Maptitude, had a young man that knew how to work it. And the Democrats were playing heavy hands with both the minorities and their other members. And so what I did is I put an offer out to the Black Caucus to feel free to go over to my office off campus and draw their perfect map. And I also offered it to the other members to go over and draw their perfect map. And then what we would do is we would take enough of those and put them in our plans and have them watch them vote against it. I'm going to give you one example. We had a gentleman from Worth County. He finally fell into the trap and came over there and drew his perfect district. We immediately got the local paper down there to draw and to run an article on his perfect district, because there had been a lot of contention about the way it had been drawn in the last reapportionment. So it was a great article for the member. People down there loved it. And so we incorporated that into our map. And when it came time to vote on the map, he voted against it. Needless to say, he got beat in the next election. So those were some of the things. We did that with a lot of Democrats. We did it with the minorities because they were telling the minorities, you can't have your district this way. It was a multi-member type situation. We would go in and find majority-minority districts in there and point it out to them that they were just doing enough minorities to get white Democrats elected. And so if you're in a minority, this is politics. It's not rocket science, it's politics. So you've got to put yourself out and try to work with some of the other people that their leadership is trying to mess with on the redistricting. And so that's just something that this is just an idea that we did, but we ended up being very successful with it. If you're in the majority, you still need dance partners. You need people to vote with you on that map. If you're going to do congressional redistricting and you've got some minority members of your congressional delegation, give them the map and let them draw their districts. I promise you it will be beneficial to you in what you're drawing your districts. Now, you may not be able to draw them exactly like they've got them, but you can tweak them here and there because they want to be reelected. And it's the same thing if you're dealing with a minority in the state legislature and you're in control, they still want to be reelected. They still want to have the best district they can have. And trust me, they want to have a much better district than you want them to have. And so that will help you in your process as far as doing that. Always know who's going to end up ruling on your maps. This is the reason it's important to work with judges, the judicial system. You need to work with your attorney generals. You need to work with the RGA. You need to work with as many organizations as you can to make sure that not only you win the majority, but that you elect people that are going to be able to supervise what these maps are that you come up with. So that is, to me, that is one of the more important things. Going on to Congress, when I took over the redistricting in 2001, 2008, I traveled the country trying to raise money for redistricting. Redistricting is not sexy. And people don't understand that redistricting is the nuts and bolts. It is the only science in political science. And so if you don't do the redistricting right, you're not going to do anything right. And so we traveled the country and we spent a lot of time. And I think after traveling the country, it weighs $15,000. And so we scrounged around and did the best we could with that money. And we put together a book for every state. And then we went through and looked at the number of legislative bodies that we could flip. And we needed to flip about, we identified 16 that was plus or minus 5 people one way or the other. We wanted to make sure we kept the majority and the ones that were close, we wanted to take over the others. When we went into the 2000 election, we controlled 88 congressional seats that we could draw as Republicans. Republican congressional seats, 88. After the 2000 election, we would control 202.
2010.
And that, huh?
Was that 2010?
Yes.
2010.
That was in 2010. So you can see that that made a difference because we elected governors. We elected people that were making the decision on who they were going to appoint to commissions. If you've got one of these, and there is no such thing as a nonpartisan commission. You need to get over that. There ain't one. You can't take politics out of redistricting. And so we sat down, and what we did is we took, and the first thing we had to do was explain to members of Congress, they don't draw districts. Mm. It's hard to tell a member of Congress anything. Mm. But they need to understand that they do not draw their districts, that state legislatures draw their districts. And so what we did is we came up with these overlay maps. And we went to different states and said, okay, where's your 5 most vulnerable people that you don't need to lose to keep the majority? Or where's the 5 people that you think you can pick up to give you the majority? And that was in both the House and the Senate. And if you're here from Pennsylvania, Bill Schuster, we work with your leadership. We work with some in Alabama. We work with some folks in North Carolina. But we did it for every state that we felt like we could take over. And we did an overlay of House districts and Senate districts that were within those congressional districts. So if we had a real strong congressional guy and a weak candidate for the state Senate or the state House or an incumbent that was in trouble, we made sure that that congressional member or congressional candidate had those 2 men or women at every event that they did in Brackett. Or if we had a very popular state senator or a sheriff, we went all the way down to the sheriff's race and looked at a popular sheriff. Sheriffs get more votes than anybody else in a county. And so you go down and you look at that and you make sure that they understand that they can help each other. And then when we worked with the RGA of governors that were up in some of those states that we knew we had a great opportunity to take over, we made sure that the RGA understood that for him, if he was going to be elected governor, he needed to have a majority.